we present The Elephant Man, starring Peter Serafinowicz. Episode 8, Early Closing Day.
There. Mr. Lion, I've been banging away for ages and it still won't stand up straight like it's supposed to. And my hands are all red and sore now.
Adam.
Honest, Mr. Lion, I'm doing me best, but...
Adam, I've never seen anyone make quite such a meal of putting up a for sale sign.
Oh, there. How does that look now?
Here's a tip. When you're looking for a new job, don't apply for labourer's work on the Millennium Tower. Not unless they're building another one for the year 3000.
So it's definite, then? We really are closing down?
If Miss Stomach can find someone gullible enough to buy the place, then yes.
Buy it? It's just a bunch of rusty old cages with busted locks and smelly buckets all over the place. Who'd want to buy somewhere like this?
Michael Howard.
Oh, fair point. Hey, Mr. Lion, who's that bloke over there with Miss Stonewick?
Does he have a sort of glazed, frightened expression and one hand hovering protectively over his groin area?
No.
Oh, it's not a new boyfriend, then. My guess is that's one of our prospective purchasers. Right, do as I do. Act pathetic.
How do you mean, Mr. Lion, pathetic?
Look, just act natural.
And this is the main yard. And as you can see, it forms a focal point around which the subsidiary buildings are arranged.
It's nice.
Here are just two of the busy little bees who keep the hive of Southwood Park positively buzzing with activity. Come on, lads, chin up.
Oh, she's going to hit me again.
How ever should I want to do that, Adam? No, don't bother answering. I haven't got all day. Just crack a bit of a smile, eh? People here want to see bright, happy, industrious worker bees. Not a couple of gloomy buzzers like you two, Terence?
Excuse me, but are you all right, young man?
Me? Yeah, I'm fine. It's probably just a bit of a flare-up of the old botulism. Ooh. It's my own fault.
Terence?
Botulism? Well, that's serious. This man should see a doctor.
Oh, no. I'm virtually immune to it now. Well, I've been drinking the water here for months.
Terence, there is nothing wrong with the water at Southwood Park. You know that.
Oh, have you seen it? Close up. There's so much organic life in there, you need a fishing permit just to stir your tea.
Oh, good Lord, that's outrageous. It's a blatant contravention of environmental health regulations.
It's a blatant lie. Adam, do you know anything about this?
Just act up to her, all right?
Well, actually, Miss Stonewick, I've been drinking the water too, and I feel awful.
Well, you look perfectly healthy to me.
Oh, maybe, but look, I'm limping really badly with this leg.
Oh, nice one, Adam.
You got a sprained ankle from drinking the water.
Oh, this is even worse than I thought. It started to cause gangrene.
Yeah. Yes, right. Horrible, isn't it?
I bet you're glad you're not buying the place, what with all these problems.
Why would he be here to buy it, Adam? The contracts for the sale were all signed and sealed before the weekend. I should have remembered to tell you. Could have saved you all the trouble of putting up that sign over there.
Timber!
Oh, my head!
Oh, terrific. I suppose that means tonight you're going to have another flaming headache, aren't you? Bloody video dating. I wonder if I can sue them for breach of contract.
Who was he?
Your boyfriend, I guess.
Aye, well, I was kind of looking forward to early retirement. I've been practicing, you know. I've started talking to traffic in the street and growing my nostril hair long enough to French plait.
Leonard, there must be something we can do. Maybe the new owners will want to keep us on.
Don't make me laugh, laddie. Us?
Oi! Miss Stonewick wrote on my last staff assessment form that I was completely irreplaceable.
No, she didn't, Adam. I saw the form. She put down that you were completely illiterate.
Oh.
This rather proves her point.
Well, look at us. We're hardly the Durrell family, are we? An old fool like me, a deputy head keeper who gets all his information from the Osborne Junior Animal Encyclopedia, and, well, him.
Give me a break. I know a fair bit about zookeeping.
Adam, you're the one who thought birdseed was what you grew baby birds from.
Well, frankly, laddie, I'm past worrying now. So long as the new owners take good care of all my animals, gonna turn it into a safari park, aren't they? Trek World. Sounds rather pleasant.
So, they are keeping all the animals, then?
That's what Miss Stonewick said. Gave us her word. Why?
It's just that a moment ago, I saw her walk past the window with a large lumpy parcel all tied up with brown tape.
So?
And now the parcel's running back the other way with her chasing after it. That's it, dear. Up a bit, up a bit left, and... Yes, yes, that's it. That's... Oh, almost there. You've missed it again, George. Well, it was better in the other room when you leaned backwards out of the window and I twiddled the little knob.
Honestly, Maureen, I don't know why we have to have one of these fancy new satellite TVs. My old black and white 12-inch worked perfectly.
You know it wouldn't pick up Pets Win Prizes, George. Oh, the Jimmy Tarbuck programme.
Exactly, it worked perfectly.
This is the Argy-Bargy Pooper-Scooper-Scope 2000. It's the latest concept in Japanese home entertainment systems.
So, I don't trust any nation whose concept of a tasty snack is a raw halibut smeared with brown gunk. Over here, we call that beach pollution.
It's got digital stereo surround sound. Close your eyes and the action is right there in your living room.
The last thing I want is Dale God-awful Winton staging a round of That's My Tapeworm or Gerbil Jew Bloody Jitsu in my living room. It was bad enough having that boy here with all his blasted livestock.
Oh, now come on. Try holding the aerial between your teeth and standing on the waste paper bin.
Oh, anything for a quiet life.
George, the picture's sharp as a pin now. Don't move. I'll just get the door.
Hello, Ma.
Terry, what a lovely surprise. George, look who it is.
Hey.
How are you, dear?
I think I'm going to lose my job.
Are you? Super. Now, come on in and see our new concept in home entertainment.
Home entertainment? I thought it was just Dad sitting in the bin.
No. No, but I can just find how you turn the volume up.
Hey, I reckon it's that button there, beside the word volume, with a big red up symbol on it.
We're here now to order this exclusive compilation of four double CDs featuring the very best of Bjork, the Sex Pistols, and of course the Gallagher Brothers, live and uncensored. Just call this number to order your copy of Bad Moves from K-Rat Records. Not available in any shops.
Maureen.
Hello, I'm Keith. I'm here to tell you about Keith's Carpets. Keith's Carpets has a wide selection of competitively priced carpets in a range of exciting carpet colours like red carpets or blue carpets. Keith's Carpets, for all your carpet needs.
Excuse me, I really would like
to... Don't move, dear! You're spoiling the reception!
Space! The final frontier. Coming soon, you too can embark on the voyages of the Starship Enterprise at Trek World, a new dimension in intergalactic entertainment. Just £5 admission lets you explore strange new worlds, seek out new life and new civilizations, and boldly go where no man has gone before. Trek World, coming soon to this planet. 4 minutes from the southward turnoff, just past the Happy Eater.
Terry, isn't that...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, that's just near where you work.
That is where I work. Trek World, it all makes sense now.
Darling.
Those scumbags. They must have tricked Miss Stonewick into thinking they were going to open a safari centre. And all along they were planning to close us down to make way for that monstrosity. When they said it was going to be a big game park.
Oh, now I'm sure they wouldn't do a thing like that. What would happen to all your animals, dear?
There is a new Korean restaurant just opened in the high street.
George, please!
We can't let them get away with this. We've got to do something. Stop the takeover. Anything.
Well, I must say, if there's one thing I can't tolerate, then it's cruelty to dumb animals.
Ah, so you don't consider me a dumb animal?
We could have a leaflet campaign. Go around doing petitions or something.
I am slowly losing all sensation in my gluteus maximus, dear. But so long as your reception is still nice and clear, I'll just carry on sitting here in this waste paper basket, shall I?
Yes, George, thank you. Now, Terry, I don't think it would be a very good idea.
Come on, Mum. Going round with leaflets is the least we can do.
Exactly! Don't be so feeble, Terry. That zoo isn't going to close down because we're not going to let it.
So what are we going to do? Handcuff ourselves to the railings?
Now, where are they? I'm sure I have them in my clutch bag somewhere. Oh, yes!
My goodness, dear. That is a trip down memory lane. I haven't seen those since, must have been our honeymoon in Torbay.
You okay, Mum? You looked awful in that mugshot.
Oh, don't worry about me, dear. They've made a smashing photo for the Gazette. A solitary, handcuffed figure being manhandled by two burly police officers. And just a hint of black lace underwear visible behind the railings.
They probably won't print it. Too similar to last week's story about the Tory MP.
It was very brave of you, Mrs. Lyon, but it hasn't changed things. You heard what the cops said. They're not even pressing charges. Didn't want any adverse publicity for Trek World's big opening.
Well, that's why we're here, isn't it, Adam? That's why we're standing outside the offices of Multi-Megacore Limited.
Isn't this a bit risky? What if we get arrested again? And this time they don't just let you off with a caution.
Nothing ventured, Mr. McCann. Nothing gained. Like George always says to me, you can't make an omelette. But what I can do is use my initiative. I wasn't a ranger guide for nothing.
This may seem like a rather obvious query, Mrs. Lyon, but just how do you intend to get inside this office block?
Ways and means, Mr. McCann. Ways and means. Never underestimate the power of feminine charm. Now, you three stay out of sight. Let me do the talking.
Yeah, well, you're certainly good at that.
Evening, madam. Working late, are we?
Oh, yes. No rest for the wicked.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I am rather a wicked girl.
Oh, my God, she's leaning over his desk.
Yeah, I can see that. Madam, trying to obscure my closed-circuit TV with your bosoms is most definitely wicked, if not downright deceitful and in contravention of the law.
What's she doing? I can't bear to look.
Oh, come now. You must get bored rigid sitting on your own all day. And, I've always had a thing for men in uniforms.
Oh, yeah? I could always call some policemen, if you like.
No, thanks. Once in one evening's enough for anyone. But you must be positively aching for a bit of female company. I say, you're a security guard. You like to watch, don't you?
I like to watch my TV screen, madam. Would you please stop dangling yourself in front of it? It's hard enough...
Oh, is it really?
It's hard enough trying to follow Terminator 2 on a 6-inch black and white monitor without your blooming chest slap bang over Arnie's face.
Are you watching Terminator 2? On there? On the closed circuit TV screen? Well, why didn't you say?
Because some people, madam, regard it as rude to speak during a film.
Luke, she's giving us a signal to go.
Okay, down there behind the desk. Stop once we get to the lifts.
So, I'll just be getting on up to the office then.
Good. Terrific.
I do hope the head of Multi-Megacore Limited hasn't left too much for me to do.
Ah, you're Zachary Ball's new secretary. I might have guessed. He always picks the tarty ones. Give me one in your key.
Oh, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Now, hasta la vista, baby. Please.
Well, cool, Mrs. Lyon. You were great.
Would either of you three describe me as tarty?
Oh, no, Mrs. Lyon, not at all.
Does anyone know if there's a maximum age limit for getting placed with foster parents?
Okay, now, we've got to be systematic about this. Somewhere in this office, there's bound to be some small fragment of documentation that could help us dish the dirt on these people. What we need is a bit of teamwork. Terry, you take that filing cabinet and work sequentially through each drawer. I shall utilise my ranger guide expertise by attempting to pick that cupboard door lock using just my American Express card and the telephone number of a slightly disreputable locksmith I know. Meanwhile, you, Adam, see if you can crack the password on the computer.
Mrs. Lyon...
With us combining our skills, it shouldn't take more than a few hours. Hey, the power of teamwork. Leonard... You keep a lookout and tell me if you see anything.
I see a large red file on the table there with the words Southwood Park Purchase, confidential information on the front. Might that be of some help?
Marvellous. Super. Yes. Yes. Oh, the power of observation.
Listen, we can't just walk off with a file full of sensitive information. Someone's bound to notice.
Well, can we take a photocopy?
Hey, you've got a fax machine at work, haven't you, Mrs. Lyon? Mm. I could fax the whole thing up for you.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Just another cheap joke at my expense, if I heard him correctly.
No, look, there's someone outside the door. Grab the file and get behind the desk and be quiet.
Shh. Mr. Rose, Mr. Bull, when you said you wanted me to type down a few things for you, I didn't realise. Well, I mean...
So, did the earth move for you too, Miss Moore?
Nah, but the toner cartridge did. I never done it on a photocopier before. I done it on a desktop shredder once. That was bonza. Saved me shaving my legs for weeks.
Here, you can have this if you want. A passionate liaison preserved for posterity on top quality A4 paper.
Right! How dare you do that? I could never figure out how to make that darn machine print half size. I thought it was still stuck on auto-zoom.
Well, it still is, as far as I might... I'll just drive you home then, shall I, Miss Moore? I'm sure everything in the office can wait until the morning.
Well, I'm sure everything can't. My bladder, for one thing.
Right, chaps. How are you all when it comes to shinning down drain pipes?
It's in the paper as well, look. Aliens invade Southwood. New theme park planned for site of beleaguered zoo. Just underneath the picture of Mum, with her heels caught in the telephone wire on a window ledge outside Multi-Megacore headquarters.
Beleaguered?
Yeah.
That's good. Normally they refer to us as flopped.
How is your Mum, Mr. Lyon?
Oh, she'll be fine. The doctors are just keeping her in for observation. And when they finish with her, the police want to do the same.
God. Oh, is that the Gazette? Chuck it over here. I may as well look through the vacant ads.
Don't you think you're vacant enough already? I mean, you could put your head on one side and find work as a wind tunnel.
Here, how about this? Youth wanted 18 to 25 for bank job. £75,000? Oh, I could do that.
I think you'll find that's a crime report, laddie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, how about this then? Are you young, dynamic, enthusiastic and outgoing?
No.
Looking to join a vibrant team of thrusting, ambitious people?
No.
Are you desperate and willing to work for less than the legal minimum?
Yes.
Then why not join Trek World as one of our cheery Klingon attendants? Full training and rubberhead provided. Contact Miss Stephanie Stonewick on...
What?
Hang on. Contact Miss Stephanie Stonewick on...
Good morning. What have we here then? Evidently not the inaugural meeting of Workaholics Anonymous.
I've just been reading this newspaper, Miss Stonewick.
Oh, let me be the first to congratulate you, Adam.
We've seen your name in the classified ads.
Ads? Oh, yes. Genuine tiger skin rugs, brand new, buyer collects. Well, listen, I had to find some way of getting rid of the animals. When Trek World opens, there'll be a whole new set of exhibits arriving, won't there?
Yeah, exhibits with big rubber bodies and strange alien names.
Well, admittedly, yes, Mr. Bull is trying to get Paula Yates to cut the opening ribbon, but...
You lied to us, Miss Stonewick. It's not going to be a safari centre at all, is it?
Well, I suppose you were bound to find out sooner or later.
But why, Miss Stonewick?
Well, even complete cretins like you three might have noticed a 30-foot-high Ferengi battlecruiser arriving in the car park tomorrow morning.
No. Why did you do it? Betraying us? Betraying the animals like this? Have you no shred of human decency?
Silly question, laddie.
Now listen to me, chaps. Let me tell you something. I am a serious businesswoman. What I am not is some sort of modern-day St. Francis of whatchamacallit.
Assisi.
Bless you. Because that is the way it is. Simple fact. You cannot combine being kind to animals with making absolute potloads of lovely dosh.
Well, Anita Roddick managed it.
Yes, true, Terence, but Anita Roddick looks like Anita Roddick, and there are some sacrifices one just isn't prepared to make. Given a choice, I'm afraid I err on the potloads of dosh side. I've sold the zoo, and there's nothing any of you can do about it.
We'll go on strike.
And just how would anyone notice, Leonard, Half these animals have been on involuntary hunger strike anyway. At least if we sell them, they might end up with some proper food.
Yeah, surrounded by it, on the kitty cat shelf in Safeway.
So exactly what are you getting out of the deal, Miss Stonewick? You can't have got much of a price for this dilapidated old dump.
Not at all. In fact, I sold it off for an absolute knockdown sum. What I am getting in return is equal partnership on the director's board of Multi-Megacore Limited.
Are you? Are you really?
I certainly am. A guaranteed big bucks opportunity. Why?
Because in that case, it's rather peculiar that in these files, your name is consistently listed beside the word secretary.
I'm afraid both Mr. Zachary Bull and his personal assistant, Marlene Moore, are otherwise occupied. But if you wish to leave a message, then please speak clearly when you hear the tone. Sorry!
Zachary? Mr. Bull, this is Stephanie Stonewick. Okay, I know what you've done. I've seen your files and... I mean, it doesn't actually matter how I got to see the files, but I have seen the files, and I am wise to your little game. Yes. You're trying to diddle me, aren't you? Secretary? Secretary, my bottom. If you think I'm just going to sit back and be diddled, then oh no, I am sorry, but you have sadly underestimated me, Mr. Bull. I can stop this deal with one click of my perfectly manicured fingers. You're not dealing with some woolly-headed little bimbo now. And this theme park of yours, there is no way I'm going to let it open. I am not stupid, you know.
Ladies, gentlemen, children, Romulans, Ferengi and Vulcan elders, my name is Zachary Bull, and on behalf of the Multi Mega Corp Limited, it is my great honour to introduce Ms. Paula Yates, who will now declare Trek World open.
Oh, this is rubbish. Paula Yates has got nowt to do with outer space.
Oh, I don't know. She's worked for the Big Breakfast. She's used to being surrounded by collapsing stars.
I now declare this park,
open, you dowsy tart.
Open, you dozy tart. Oh. Yeah.
And let the entertainment begin. Remember, should you encounter any problem, our friendly and helpful staff are easily recognisable by their Klingon warrior masks and hideously beweaponed ammunition belts.
Crikey, you never believed this was the same old place. It's so different. There's something about it, something...
Well, there are people here, Terence.
Well, well. Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to Trek World, a new dimension in intergalactic entertainment.
Oh, look, he's giving us the traditional two-fingered Vulcan friendship salute.
This used to be our wildlife park.
And now it's wildlife, Jim, but not as we know it. This place is going to be huge.
I suppose you're feeling pretty pleased with yourself, Zachary.
Yep. Yep, I reckon that would be a pretty fair assessment of my current state of mind. This park is gonna be my gold mine. Like I've always said, if you're gonna get rich, what you really need is a little, enterprise.
And there it is, slap bang where the elephant house was.
So I suppose it's too late to ask you if you'd be prepared to sell back the deeds to this property.
Oh, that's what I like about you, Stephanie. Your sense of humour. Well, that and your double D sign. Yes. Anyway, those deeds are locked safely away in my office, and that's where they're staying.
Well, in that case, Bull, we might as well be going.
Oh, don't be like that, sweetie. At least stop and admire some of the attractions. As they say on Klingon Minor, Kaplek kek flug hablug kapluf. Loosely translated, the bravest warrior sheds not his enemy's blood, but shakes instead his hand.
Well, if you put it that way.
At least, it's either that or accursed be your scaly Hido, scum-ridden son of a Romulan whore, I don't
know. Oh, come on, Miss Stonewick. Let's just stay for a few minutes. I really fancy a go on the phaser combat game. Oh, and can you lend me £2, Mr. McCann, for a pair of Mr. Spock ears?
Oh, anything to make yours stick out less.
Okay, well, why not? Besides, I've just had an idea. All right, beam me up, Scotty.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Right, there's one. Should be a pushover. He can't be more than 5'5", including the rubber head.
Good morning, and welcome to Trek World. I am Kai Rat, your friendly and helpful Klingon guard.
All right, Leonard, do that Vulcan neck pinch thing.
Oh, she's a girl, Miss Stormick. I kind of throttle a wee lass.
Oh, for crying out loud, do I have to do everything round here?
Why don't I recommend our Councillor Troy telepathic cafe? Everything cooked just how you like it, and at prices that aren't out of this world.
Hey, I wonder what that's Klingon for.
Probably let go of my neck, you homicidal madwoman.
Stay on the ground, girl, and don't move an inch. Okay, Terence, pull her head off and see if it fits you.
Me? Why me?
Well, it's hardly going to fit over Adam's flaming great jug handles, is it?
Okay, how do I look?
Not bad, not bad at all. All right, so you're the only Klingon warrior wearing a Friends of the Earth T-shirt, but at least it'll stop you being recognised when you break into Mr. Bull's briefcase and steal the title deeds.
Excuse me, I'm going to break into Mr. Bull's briefcase.
But you're the one who's so concerned about saving the zoo, and no one will know it's you.
Yes, they will. I will. Marlene Moore, as Zach's personal secretary, I cannot put up with any disloyalty either to Mr. Bull or to his company. So stick that.
Pardon me, lassie, but exactly what did you say you were?
Zachary's secretary. Well, I'm not filling in as Kay Rapp, the friendly Klingon guard. And he's a great boss, kind of. Says he doesn't know what he'd do without me to handle things for him.
Aye. Does it not strike you as odd, then, Miss Moore, that this file here should have a Stephanie Stonewick listed as Mr. Bull's personal secretary?
Struth! The lying little mongrel! If he's planning to sack me, like his last 27 personal secretaries, that exploiting me, using me to massage his statistics and handle his dictation, well, they can just rack off. I'm not going to be treated like dirt.
I think you'll find that's precisely what he's planning to do, dear.
Right. I'll teach him to mess with Marlene Moore. Okay, what was it you wanted from his briefcase?
Ah, hello again. And how are you enjoying your day at Trek World? Our gift shop's doing a roaring trade. How about a little souvenir to take away with you?
We already have one, Mr. Bull. Here.
The title deeds to Southwood Park.
What? Where did you get those?
Struth, they must have slipped out of your briefcase, Zachary. Your two-faced excuse for a dingo's donger. Yeah, I saw all those photos in your wallet. When you told me I was one in a million, I didn't realise you were speaking literally.
Not so fast.
Oh, I knew he'd have something up his sleeve.
No, I think Starfleet uniforms are just naturally baggy-like.
Do you really think I'd be so careless as to not have taken copies of those documents?
Ah.
We were rather banking on that, actually.
I think you'll find that this duplicate proves beyond all reasonable doubt that I am the rightful owner of this property.
No, actually, Mr. Bull, I think you'll find that this proves beyond all reasonable doubt that you voided the guarantee on your office photocopier.
My God! How did that get there? Give it to me! Give it to me!
I reckon that's probably what you were saying when this photocopy was made.
You really ought to get that rash looked at, Mr. Bull, sir.
How very appropriate that this document should show you doing the very thing which you were metaphorically trying to do to us.
All right. All right. I'm a married man. I have a high-ranking reputation to uphold. You're looking at the bloke tipped to grace the front cover of this month's Business Age magazine.
Never mind. Maybe they've got a Reader's Wives page.
So, what's it going to take to hush this thing up?
Well, I think you know the answer to that, Mr. Ball. Let me keep my property, and you go and open up your poxy Trek world somewhere else.
And what does that mean?
Well, I'm guessing here, but it's probably not one of those universal friendship messages.
You've got yourself a deal. Just give me that photocopy and go to hell, the lot of you.
Oh, great. We've got the premises back. Now we're stuck with no animals, no food and no money.
So it really is all back to normal.
Oh, not to worry, Mr. McCann. We've got us.
Aye, true, laddie. With that acne of yours, you might just pass for a leopard from a distance.
He's right, Leonard. We're a team. This is our big chance to overhaul the place, rebuild all the animal houses, turn it into a success.
Oh, what do you reckon, Miss Stonewick?
Well, I hate to say it, but in some strange way, I've started to get kind of fond of you guys, you know, of being here.
You have? Really?
Yes. Plus, my application to buy up Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital and turn it into an 8-screen multiplex cinema was turned down this morning.
Fantastic. Come on, who's for a celebratory drink? Mr. McCann? Miss Stonewick?
Oh, you're on, laddie.
Mr. Lyon?
Yeah, sure. But first, maybe someone could give me a hand getting this sodding great rubber head off.
Oh, I didn't realise you had one on.
You've been been listening to The Elephant Man, written by D.A. Barham, starring Peter Serafinowicz as Terry, with Chris Emmett as Leonard, Richard Pierce as Adam, and Joanna Monroe as Stephanie. Geraldine Fitzgerald played Maureen, Jeff McGiven was George, Wayne Forrester, Mr. Bull, and Deborah Stevenson, the secretary. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The program was produced by Richard Wilson.